Americana y Caribeña, pues recordemos que la semana pasada ya la Cancillería de este país había anunciado que el gobierno de Estados Unidos estaba ejerciendo presión contra diferentes países de la región y países incluso europeos para que suscribieran una declaración conjunta que estaba elaborando la Organización de Estados Americanos contra Cuba a raíz de los sucesos del pasado 11 de julio, pero esta declaración no recibió el apoyo mayoritario de los países de la organización. Mientras esto sucede, muchísimos son los países del mundo y de América Latina también que están en estos momentos enfrascados en enviar ayuda humanitaria a la isla que vive un gran rebrote de la COVID-19. En esta jornada se reportaron más de 9.000 casos diarios por primera vez desde el inicio de la pandemia de COVID-19. El fin de semana llegaba una ayuda de más de 80 toneladas de medicamentos y alimentos procedentes de Rusia y ayer zarpaba del puerto de Veracruz en México el segundo barco que trae además de ventiladores pulmonares a Cuba, también alimentos y equipos médicos para el combate contra la COVID-19. El presidente también en esta jornada, el presidente de Nicaragua anunciaba que va a enviar también ayuda humanitaria a Cuba en este momento de rebrote de la COVID-19 para ayudar a la gestión del gobierno a dar respuesta a esta crisis sanitaria.
En otras noticias, las y los venezolanos conmemoran el natalicio del comandante presidente Hugo Chávez Frías. Leonel Retamal reporta.
Desde Caracas, de Venezuela, efectivamente hoy se conmemoran 67 años del natalicio del comandante de la Revolución Bolivariana, Hugo Chávez. Se han programado varias actividades en el cuartel de la montaña, un cuartel icónico de este proceso revolucionario, puesto que el 4 de febrero de 1992 el comandante Hugo Chávez trató de tomar ese lugar y se dice que fue un hito militar, que si bien como proceso militar fue fracasado, pero abrió el proceso político del país hasta el año 98 cuando él gana las elecciones, de ahí en adelante todo lo que ya conocemos del proceso bolivariano. Distintas actividades en ese lugar, desde anoche ya se vienen haciendo algunos actos conmemorativos, juventudes del Partido Socialista Unido de Venezuela le cantaron cumpleaños feliz, durante la mañana hay cicletadas, hay reuniones de motociclistas también, marchas, pequeñas concentraciones en torno al centro de Caracas para conmemorar este natalicio del comandante Chávez. Y también el cuartel de la montaña, epicentro de las actividades tanto populares como oficiales. Recordemos que en ese lugar además descansan los restos del comandante Chávez y por lo tanto ahí hay un sitio de recogimiento también, de oración, de reflexión, al que las personas, el pueblo caraqueño pueda acercarse a entregar ahí su reflexión. Hay también distintos foros que han sido programados, foros de intelectuales a través de las redes sociales, a través de plataformas de streaming también, y algunos foros con actividades oficiales. Por supuesto, las autoridades del Ejecutivo y también autoridades del Parlamento venezolano. ¿Qué es lo que se está trabajando en torno a la figura de Chávez? Su actualidad, su pensamiento, es algo que se ha venido desarrollando mucho en el último tiempo, sus líneas programáticas para encontrar respuestas a los problemas que vive hoy día Venezuela, tanto políticos como sociales y económicos, de las distintas actividades en torno al natalicio del comandante Hugo Chávez.
El fundador y editor de la revista Reportes de la Agenda Negra, Glenn Ford, falleció la mañana del miércoles 28 de julio. Ford tenía tiempo padeciendo los efectos del cáncer de los pulmones y la garganta. Su partida deja un enorme vacío en el mundo del periodismo. Que tengas buen viaje en tu retorno a los ancestros, colega Glenn Ford. Al final de esta edición del informativo Pacífica, nuestro más profundo agradecimiento a todos los medios y personas que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre de Norma Martínez, se despide tu amigo de siempre, Fernando Velázquez. Gracias por acompañarnos.
Informativo Pacífica.
A continuación, Informativo Pacífica.
No te la pierdas.
Because we are the 99%.
El maestro rural Pedro Castillo asume la presidencia del Perú. gobiernos de los presidentes mexicanos Enrique Peña Nieto y Felipe Calderón gastaron 61 millones de dólares en software para espiar a políticos, periodistas y líderes sociales. El número de muertes por COVID-19 en el mundo aumentó en un 21% la semana pasada respecto a la anterior, con cerca de 70.000 fallecidos registrados. Conmemoran el 67 aniversario del natalicio del comandante presidente Hugo Chávez Frías. Reportan la partida física del fundador y editor del reporte de la Agenda Negra, Glenn Ford. A continuación, detalles de estas y otras noticias en esta edición del Informativo Pacífico. Te saluda Fernando Velázquez. Quédate con nosotros. Daremos comienzo a este programa con algunas notas del ámbito internacional preparadas por Norma Martínez.
La Organización Mundial de la Salud informa que el número de muertes por COVID-19 en el planeta aumentó un 21% la semana pasada respecto a la anterior, con cerca de 70.000 fallecidos registrados. Los contagios también han subido un 8%, informa Beatriz Barral desde Radio ONU.
Según el último informe epidemiológico de la Organización Mundial de la Salud, las muertes por COVID-19 se incrementaron en todas las regiones, sobre todo en América un 29% y en el sudeste asiático un 30%. En Europa se mantuvieron en cifras similares a la semana anterior. El número de nuevos casos la semana pasada fue de 3.800.000, debido sobre todo al incremento en América de un 30% y en el Pacífico Occidental de un 25%. Los países que registraron un mayor número de nuevos contagios fueron Estados Unidos, Brasil.
Crowded apartment, about 110 degrees. I went outside the middle of the night. All I had was a match in my hand. I wanted to fight, so I said, burn, baby, burn. City wasn't now. I tried to get in touch Mr. Humphrey. He couldn't find him anywhere. I went into the courtroom with my poor black teeth. Didn't have no money, didn't have no lawyer. They wouldn't plead my case. So I said, burn, baby, burn. Job now. All I had was a mat. Couldn't get oil from a Rockefeller well. Couldn't get the diamonds from the mine. So I can't enjoy the American dream. Won't be water but the fire next time. So I said, burn, baby, burn. Knife and a razor blade. Everybody that I know is
tried to burn my way out of the ghetto. I'm burning my own self up. But I said I'd burn, baby, burn. I really want a decent job now. I really want a decent opportunity. I want to grow like everybody else. 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 I want to grow like everybody else.
City Hall, the latest skirmish has the mayor and mayoral wannabes battling over the daily free food giveaway in Civic Center Plaza by the group called Food Not Bombs.
Do you want more broth?
The mayor believes that, in fact, the distribution of food in that way in public parks adds to the less than civilized behavior that's taken over a lot of our parks in the city, in our streets and our sidewalks.
I find it incredible that instead of arresting those that are perpetrating violent crimes, we are arresting people that are trying to feed our poor.
Today, the showdown was between the police, some three dozen of them, and about twice as many folks serving and eating in the plaza. The large number of police was unusual, but what they did wasn't. Since the mayor ordered a crackdown last month, police have arrested more than 50 people on charges of illegally serving food here.
Shame! 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 Shame!
Since he came here 5 years ago and brought Food Not Bombs with him, Keith McHenry, handing out bread even as officers tried to stop him, has been arrested more than 500 times. Today was no different.
But it's our, of course, our legal right to serve food, and this is obviously profoundly unethical to be arresting people for serving free food.
In all, police arrested four people today, one person for allegedly interfering with an arrest by hurling bagels. You see one rolling across the street here.
They obviously don't want to feed the hungry. They just want to make an anarchist type statement, and we're not going to allow it. It's that simple.
Pull over.
Yeah.
right smack dab. Hey, give it down. What's his name? Jackie John. Three for the mills, every day, but nothing square, but men way. This must go up. Smack down. Hey, Barry! Get a gap. What's his name, Jackie?
Children, story I will tell. That pretty boy Floyd in outlaw Oklahoma knew him well. It's in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. Wife beside him in the wagon, it's into town they rode. Deputy sheriff approached them in a manner rather rude. using vulgar words of language his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a lock chain, the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Took to the hills, the rivers of the Canadian River shore, and there he found a welcome, many a farmer's door. Took to the hills, the rivers, lived a life of shame, every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Some tell about the stranger that came to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin, that's $1,000 bill. Many the starving farmer, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage, saved that little home. Christmas Day, come a whole carload of groceries, letter that did say. Say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Through the world I've rambled, I've met lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. Through the world I've rambled, through the world I've roamed. I've never seen an outlaw drive a family from their home.
Someday, on the street, trying to make a rent. What goes down, don't seem. Come on around. San Bernardino, Redux. I hear the music, but I cannot see old Wally playing electric guitar on his tiny porch. His sister is a midget, I believe, not a dwarf. Vance and Loretta are sleeping in the projects across the street. He robs jack-in-the-boxes with a 25-caliber automatic, and she stays at home to take care of the kids. Two lives pitted with the pockmarks of consequence. His throat was cut, south of Baseline in San Bernardino, and I don't know where Loretta is. You listen to the jets from Norton Air Force Base. They're flying to Vietnam every 8 minutes, and you drive the car that takes us downtown to purchase a rack of Reds. Everyone in the back seat is drunk, putting out cigarettes on the floor, piled up with stolen tape decks. It is midnight and 87 degrees Fahrenheit. The false arrests of summer are coming. The taillights are out again, and we are stopped by the police at 4th and D Streets. I attempt to break a quart bottle of beer in a county sheriff's face. Yeah, I've arrived at south of Baseline in San Bernardino. In the afternoon, my part-time girlfriend comes over to say she loves me. She spends more money on shoes than welfare gives my family for food. I do not enjoy her affection south of Baseline, so I ride my bicycle to Los Angeles with McGuire. No one loves McGuire, and I do not like love. But in the end, it always comes back to the same place. Howard says Vance has a joint and that we need to get fucked up. I have no arguments with this, but I'm tired of Howard, who is going bald at 14, and I'm tired of the sun that brings out the pain in his mouth. I walk back to the duplex, feeling no wiser than I was earlier that morning. Old Wally is still playing his guitar. He is teaching his dog to sing, and I'm getting old myself, a warm and cuddly 17, south of Baseline in San Bernardino.
Hey! confess that I picked violet flowers and I ate food without imagining the hands of the people who were picking them. I confess that I dreamed I was a little godmother who wouldn't show me the wishes of the warmth and joy that is Christmas is always greatly magnified by the everlasting beauty and charm of music. I confess that I slandered God day after day with beautiful phrases that I didn't understand. He didn't say that, and I won't go now. What did you say to me? What do you look at? Sex with candy bars. Look up at the present, digging for thin scraps in a garbage can. It's covering of sharp spines were never enough to deter predators with a porcupine fish. Then you possess additional defenses.
Say, you can't say it again. I'm going to say it again. Radioactive narcissism.
I've got a check, but you won't cash it. You look away, so I pass it. trade stamps to get my whiskey. And I've got a collection. You could buy my collection. I could get another pack of smokes. Never mind, it's legal tender. Worth more, it's raw copper. Your plexiglass is getting thicker. If I have three wishes, got a check, but you won't cash it. And I got a collection. You could buy my collection. Because I'm not invisible. We prefer not to accept, not to accept pennies. We prefer not to accept, not to accept pennies. To make sure that my shadow is still with me. You drive the roads, I take the sidewalk. I don't put gas in my boost car. I'm alone, but I'm still talking. Trade stamps to get my whiskey. Got a collection. You could buy my collection. I could get another bag of smokes. We prefer not to excel, not to excel. Not
my boyfriend, Sean Connery. Even with his dentures. It's called James Bondage. Out of the pages of Haunt, so I knew
can walk everywhere. That's why I buy a tux. That's why I buy a tux. That's why I buy a tux. So I can walk everywhere. I hate the emotion view. I hate paying no side. I hate 14 missions. Information gladly given, but safety requires avoiding any unnecessary conversation.
Usually speak of dreams, but this is one from which I never woke. A scattered crowd like a shattered vase, and nobody even spoke. I saw an old man laying in the corner, said, "What are you doing there?" His mouth moved like a rusty fence, replied with a vacant stare. Chills, it seemed like everyone had. Routine revolves and the problem got solved. I was great, been booked to the cast. War, he said, was the cause. And in my mind I knew that he was lying. It's just that life is a battle for some. This soldier lost his gun, and he wants a battle for what he calls trying. And God knows, I'll never know why I sat down right there.
Thank you.
the fields I have planted, and choking on weeds, I spread my intentions too thinly again. And I'll pass one more harvest empty-handed. I'll walk through the market, small wilted flowers and dry yellow clippings, to force on the guilty, the bullied and weak. Thank you.
gonna try to read what I'm supposed to read. Not to sound condescending, predictable or mean. I could run out the door, I'm not thinking about it anymore. A toast to drink, to things to ignore. Just ruminate, 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 ruminate.
California, a university and beach town, one of America's most liberal cities, now has the toughest panhandling ordinance in California. Sitting on downtown sidewalks, using profane language, panhandling while drunk, or lying about how the money will be spent, all illegal.
The people are going to use fear and intimidation to try to hassle money out of other people. We're going to say no, that's not allowed.
A self-proclaimed socialist led the crackdown.
They have some sense of entitlement. I don't know where they get it from, that somehow the city owes them. Give us your parks, give us some place to stay, like we owe them a place to survive.
At the same time, the city does fund a wide range of services for the homeless. And it's not just Santa Cruz. Cities all over the U.S. are finding themselves fed up. They've run out of patience. Liberal cities like San Francisco, where police break up soup kitchens operated by the homeless activist group Food Not Bombs for operating without a permit.
I was convicted of serving soup at the Civic Center Plaza in front of City Hall and sentenced to 2 months in jail.
Next week, Santa Monica will adopt new laws banning aggressive solicitation.
People are beginning to say, we've got to grab hold of something and claim it and say, you know, this is going to be the way we're going to save our cities. The sad part is this is the absolute wrong way to do it, that we need to support the people in the inner cities, help them get the jobs and housing and health care they need, or the problem's going to get much worse.
Reporter John Robinson went undercover as a panhandler for a newspaper story.
More than one person spit at my feet.
Americans have always been charitable, but there seems to be little of that feeling left for people who, instead of asking for help, demand it. Susan Reed, CNN, Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah.
my friends believe. We went to the shadow. We cut off so many messed up walls. Messed up walls. Messed up walls. We proceeded to get high. To my surprise. Cheated appetite. No more paranoid. Absorbed into the sunlight. The sunlight. The sunlight. I was looking for a change. I was looking for a plan. I was looking for some kind of healing. I was looking for peace of mind. I found peace of mind. I found healing of body. Way to kill the money demon. I burst in my soul. In my soul. In my soul. Maybe I found out what sleep is all about. Maybe I found out what soup is all about. Food up bombs, fight stop bombs, community stop bombs, feel warm. Free the land, free the weak, free our bodies, free our minds. Food up bombs, fight stop bombs, community stop bombs, feel the warm. Free the land, free the weak, free our bodies, free our minds.
The sky is crying. Cannons and tears roll down the street. The sky is crying. Cannons and tears roll down the street.
to see the tears roll down my nose.
Thank you.
sons. God bless democracies.
To bring down the government. Now is the time to bring smaller tomorrow may never come. Get ready to stay just where you are. Now you're ready. Smaller tomorrow may never come. Get ready to stay just where you are. Now you're ready.
Cut the taxes at the top. Cut the taxes. Cut the taxes. Cut the taxes. You bet I cut the taxes at the top. First, let me make it very clear. Poor people aren't necessarily killers.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Learn to be responsible citizens and learn to have the skills necessary to take advantage of our fantastic opportunistic society.
Mendacity.
Mendacity.
We ought to make the pie higher. We ought to make the pie higher. I guess you'd say, I'm a good steward of the land. We got a good common sense policy. Now, I'm going to tell you what I really think is going to happen over time. The birds are supposed to suffer, not the hunter.
Mendacity.
Mendacity.
Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country. You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Shib, or whatever the guy's name was. Oh, they may be able to bomb a building.
And we're fully committed to working as both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
Deadly technology.
And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos.
I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
The evil terrorists. We cannot let terrorists erode nations, hold this nation hostile, or hold our allies hostile. Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country.
Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
You have given us everything, and that everything is gone. It's lost. It was stolen. America, I saw the greatest minds of my generation, crazed by the drug of fame, jumping money monkeys on TV for a quick fix notoriety and a kiss from Oprah, fucked by your obscurity and smothered by your total information awareness network, pornographic disinformation. America, I have seen the worst people praised and crowned kings, idiots selling us their enslaved lives. Stupidity philosophy. These are your expert advisors with too much time and money and information, not really knowing what to do with it. America, you've made us corporatized cartoons. Non-America is laughing at us, not with us. Un-America is after us. America, you taught me great things, unbelievable codes we all lived by. Now you bless your people with fear, but I'm not afraid. America, I pledge my allegiance to truth and liberty, not the bullshit lies. Fuck you. Fuck your freedom. America, it's your holy war. Who do you think believes that shit? A nation under God? God who? Fuck you. Fuck your freedom. America, if I was free, I wouldn't need you to tell me. America, if you were free, you wouldn't need to tell us. Over and over and over and over. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. America, fuck you. Fuck your freedom.
Children and people
flood their homes with an invisible light as
as a song.
Splits the sky, or lips break under the crush of teeth.
Before their feet touch the ground, before the satellites fall into a forgotten space and nervous digits empty, they turn away at the last moment, startled at being so much more than fear demands of the soul, graceful.
In a graveyard's cold remove, what is this they call?
Back to life, articulated, pathetic, exhilarating, unreal.
Wakefulness spreads over the aftermath. A nightmare
shakes its head and renews its grit. The sky is not
without a bloody countenance. But what is it, they ask?
Is this the forest blackened by fire? Is this the blank page staring back at us like a mirror in so many pieces? What do we inherit now when clay no longer speaks?
Christian soldier,
Caught stealing a generation away, and we all know a flaccid perfecthood is no perfecthood at all. A flaccid perfecthood is no perfecthood at all.
Perfecthood is going down, down, down. Perfecthood is going down, down, down. Perfecthood is going down, 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 down.
Days wander in, slide by. Scenery gets more grotesque.
The final reasoning, the toll counting,
think about places to hide.
Smirk and sneer.
The tanks,
another 4 years.
Who will hide us?
Days wander in, slide by.
Who will help them?
Who will help them?
I heard that they're dying.
Who
will hide us?
Who will help them?
Who will help suicidal soldiers taking their lives?
Think about places to
hide. Scenery
gets more grotesque.
Another 4 years.
Days wander in, slide by. The scenes,
frozen streets, the toll counting.
Too far gone,
defying all reasons and all that.
Too far gone, wherever you feel like
answer me, know that.
The frozen streets, the horror,
not
far behind.
Teardrops,
we weave them into our minds' eyes.
The real video.
Taking our lives at dusk, the suicidal souls.
Think about
the letters, not replying. I heard
who will hide us?
Dying. The rules of the villages
die.
With no shame.
Not
the tank for the real video games. False prophets, teardrops.
Who
is there an answer out there?
We weave them into our mind's eye.
Answer
the horror.
Is there an answer out there?
Frozen streets,
teardrops. False prophets.
Too far gone.
The tank for the real video games. The rules of the villages with no shame. I heard that they're dying. The letters been replying of suicidal soldiers.
The toll counting, continuing.
We weave them into our minds.
Defying all reasoning.
The horror not far behind.
Raise your hand if you'd like to speak.
Too far gone for a brief.
Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you'd like to speak. Raise your hand if you'd like to speak. Raise your hand if you would like to speak.
ambitions, self-interest. And may God continue to bless America. Make us all safer.
Celebration begin.
Beans and rice, I'm in paradise, oh Louisiana.